The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Congressman William Timmons joining us for Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. Hope you're well.
I am great, and you're here just in time because we've been trying to make some sense out of some of the spending that you guys have been presented with. First off, can you tell me what tree equity is? There's $3 billion in there for tree equity.
I cannot. I'll get to the bottom of that, though. I'd like to find out what tree equity is. The good news is, I don't know if you saw, but just late last night, Speaker Pelosi officially said that we're not going to be voting on the reconciliation bill, the $3.5 trillion. And that has caused just an incredible outcry amongst the progressives. And so as of now, the speaker does not have the votes for anything this week. So. Yeah. We have got the government shutting down Thursday. We have the debt ceiling October 24th, and there is a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package and a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. All of these things have so many moving pieces, and the speaker's trying to force a vote this week on one of them, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So talk with us about what it actually means for the government to shut down. When they say that if we don't do this, then the government's going to shut down, what does that mean?
It's actually the dumbest thing in the history of the world. So essential employees, which is, let's just say 15% of federal employees, will be forced to continue to work, and they will not get paid. Everybody else will be sent home. They actually will not be allowed to work. And when we inevitably do fund the government, they will get back pay. So it still costs every dollar. We just get 10%, 15% of the people working, and those 15% are going to be very unhappy because they're going to the office and there's no paycheck.
Yeah. So tell us, let's break it down. The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. How do you stand on that as it is presented right now?
I got to be honest. There's a lot of good stuff in there, but there's also a lot of bad stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I'm not supporting it. I will not be voting for it. But, 70% of that bill is actually good infrastructure. We're investing in infrastructure, but the rest of it is just giveaways.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about $1.2 trillion and 30, 40% of it is giveaways, that's $400-500 billion. The entire discretionary budget of South Carolina is $10 billion.
Yeah.
So we're talking about it's mind-boggling.
Well, and I think this is playing out. This is politics at its best because you guys are being pressured big time on this. The state newspaper, for example, yesterday in an editorial is really pushing and they're targeting you and some of your GOP colleagues who have the same position that you do, and they're talking about all the good things that this could do for South Carolina, and they're really pushing you guys and trying to shame you into voting for it.
I'm pretty confident there's only one member of the delegation that's considering voting for it, and I don't even think they're going to vote for it. So the leadership's currently whipping it hard because it's so inextricably tied to reconciliation, the $3.5 trillion, the quote-unquote social infrastructure. So when the speaker has tied it to that, when the speaker has said that she promises the progressives that we will pass a reconciliation package that has trillions and trillions of dollars of completely ridiculous spending, how do you then turn around and vote for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, which let's just say 75% of it's great? But
yeah,
it's really not just infrastructure. If you vote, if any Republican that votes for infrastructure is really voting for $5 trillion of spending, even though the actual vote, the vote they cast is $1.2 trillion, which is too much.
Yeah.
But that the vote that they cast is going to support Pelosi's ability, going to enhance Pelosi's ability to get trillions and trillions more of spending done because of the manner in which the vote counting is playing out right now. So I don't think you're going to see many, if any, Republicans vote for it. And if the progressives hold the line and 30 to 50 of them refuse to vote for the infrastructure package, it's going to go down. And
yeah.
I don't think President Biden needs anything to make his presidency worse, but this would be the cherry on top for sure.
So if that happens, what next? I mean, how do you get out of this? And as far as the $1.2 trillion, is there any hope that some of the bad parts of that could be taken out so that you guys could feel comfortable supporting something that is needed in areas?
If it fails this week, which would be, and again, never, ever, ever count Nancy Pelosi out. Count Nancy Pelosi out. So if it fails this week, theoretically, we could modify it. Right now, she's scheduled it for a vote on Thursday. She doesn't have the votes right now. She knows that. Everybody knows that. So Republicans are going to be doing their best to hold the line to make sure that we don't give them any extra votes. They've got a 3-vote margin. They've got 40 progressives that say they're not voting for it. So that's where they are. And they essentially, Pelosi's going to have to promise something. She's going to have to bargain with the progressives. And if it fails, she will have the ability. We could then modify it, and it would have to go back through the legislative process. It was shocking that the Senate was able to actually get together and do an infrastructure package. So that would be very challenging. The other thing is the government shuts down Thursday, so we have to have a continuing resolution, which is passed the House, but the Speaker put the debt limit on it, and it was a party line vote, and that continuing resolution has to have 60 votes in the Senate, which it does not have. It failed. So they're going to take the debt limit out of that, and then we're going to likely have a continuing resolution that is what they call a clean CR is coming back, and we will be voting on that in the House probably towards the end of this week.
All right. I've got a text message here on our Big Rock text line asking for you to, in layman's terms, explain the debt ceiling, the debt limit that has been talked about so much over the past few weeks.
Sure. So we currently have $28 plus trillion in debt. And every few years, Congress essentially has a budgetary mechanism through which it forces these conversations. I think it's good because if a few years ago we said we shouldn't spend more than this and then we spend more than that, it's important to then have a sit down with your family and say, hey, we're spending more than we're supposed to. What's going on? So some people want to get rid of it entirely. I totally disagree. I think it needs to actually have some teeth into it. But so the debt ceiling is currently scheduled to be hit on October 24th. That means that the U.S. would theoretically default on our interest payments. This is a great one. We're talking about billions and trillions and millions and all these things. The U.S. interest payment on our debt is currently around $350 billion a year. Mm-hmm. 350.
Wow.
Everybody sees their interest payment on their credit card, right? Imagine if your interest payment on your credit card was $350 billion. I mean, it's shocking. So that's why we're going to be forced to have these conversations. A number of my colleagues, including the chairman of the House Budget Committee, John Yarmuth, and the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, Bernie Sanders, both believe in what's called modern monetary theory. They believe that money has no consequence and that it's fine. Spend all you want. Doesn't matter. I still don't really understand it. I've actually tried to understand it, but it doesn't make sense to me. I don't think it makes sense to many Americans. But I guess if you're trying to spend your way to get reelected, you got to find something that justifies your decisions. But
yep.
I'm definitely not on board with that.
Yep. Well, you know, don't sweat over this, Congressman, because, you know, President Biden made it very clear this is really not going to cost us anything. This is going to cost nothing. So, you know, not to worry, not to worry. I mean, how can the President of the United States say this is not going to cost us anything?
Well, inflation is a tax, too. So I guess inflation doesn't cost us anything either. I mean, they stopped trying to – I saw something funny. They stopped trying to circle back anymore. Now they're just lying.
Well, and good news here, Congressman William Timmons. Andre on our text line has the answer to tree equity. He says tree equity is this. Since money is printed out of the paper, they're reinvesting in trees to have equity to print more. You think that's it?
I love it. That might be it. $3 billion, we might want to put a little bit more into tree equity if we're going to be.
That is for sure. Congressman William Timmons, always good to speak with you. Be safe and careful in D.C. It's going to be a busy week.
It will be. Everybody stay tuned. Lots of fireworks up here.
All right. Talk with you again next week. Thank you, sir.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.